Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome to the Wizards of Ecom, your no-fluff playbook for online success. Each episode is fully packed with actionable tactics you can implement in your business right now. Take your life to a higher level and excel in your online success. It's time to work on you and your business. Let's do this.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Wizards of Ecom. My name is Naeem and I'm going to be your host. This is the third take. I think with solo episodes, this is a solo episode, with solo episodes, it's a bit harder because you have the power of pressing the stop button and just restarting the whole thing again. But this is going to be okay. Okay, let's rant. Let's talk about real things, right? Today's episode is going to be, as I was saying, it's going to be a solo episode, and it's going to be about five things I wish I knew before selling on Amazon. This is a super important topic, I believe, especially for you if you are new potential seller looking out for your first brand new product, or if you're a beginner, it's also a great episode for you to be sure that you cover all these things and prepare for it. And in case that you're already an advanced seller, I highly recommend this episode. I know this might sound cheesy, you're recommending your own episode, but these are things that I truly wish I knew before starting selling on Amazon, because it can make or break a deal. Let's start. First thing, it's going to be budget management. Now, obviously, for you as like an advanced seller, budget management is clear, like this should be the first thing that you should start out with. But what I feel that most people are not starting about, it's a clear budget management. And the way how I like to structure the budget, it's going to be as follow. It's going to be main budget, like think about my hand, and it has five fingers, right? The five fingers are going to represent five different type of budget. First off, the whole hand is going to be your total budget. Afterwards, each finger is going to represent different streams of budget that you should have or you should allocate. First one is going to be the first batch. Now, this obviously is super important. Without it, you cannot start selling. The second one is going to be associated to marketing. Marketing budget is super important, because if you don't have the right budget for marketing, it doesn't matter how good your product is, you don't have the budget to sell the product. So therefore, it's not going to sell. The third one is going to be the budget allocated for accounting, taxes, and cloud and software. But this budget is super important, is because I feel most people when starting out are not aware of it, not necessarily not aware of it, but they don't budget for it, which means all the time it's just like incoming, like invoices coming in, and they didn't even thought about those things. So it's super important to think about accounting, taxes, cloud and software subscriptions, because that's something that you're going to have. Having a sip of coffee, just a sec. Okay, this was good. I'm back. The fourth budget is going to be allocated for your second batch. Now, the second batch, I think you should allocate it the same as for your first batch, at least for you, your mind, to have something as visual of how much money would it take. And the fifth budget is something that most people are not talking about. I mean, very, very rarely are talking about. This is something, a principle that I've actually learned from a Dave Ramsey course, that it's talking about how to get out of debt. Now, in our case, it wasn't necessarily to get out of debt, but on a personal side, to learn more how to be more financially prosperous, like budgeting wise. And I feel that most people are not talking about emergency fund. And this is my inspiration. It's from there. Emergency fund is super important to have. And why would you allocate so much money for emergency fund? Simply because it's an emergency fund. Anything that happens, you should be able to cover it. Therefore, if you're going to have a total budget of $10,000, which actually it's really not a lot if you consider starting selling on Amazon and become more than one product rather than become a brand and be successful, $10,000, it's the least start, in my opinion. right? Yet again, no, these are not legal or no tax advices. This is how I've seen at this point the market works, right? Also, it's like in a large amount dependent on the type of product that you're going to choose. So if you're going to go for a more high-end product, obviously this budget is going to look totally differently. It's going to expand way more. So just to sum up, once again, the five budgets that's going to make your total budget are the first batch, marketing, accounting, taxes, cloud, and software, second batch, and your emergency fund. The second thing I wish I knew about when starting on Amazon was inventory forecasting. Now, this is not actually something that I didn't really knew about, but something that I wasn't so aware of, like how to forecast an average of the whole year. What I did is I forecasted an average for 3 months of the current selling product that I mimicked. Me too products, this is how we started it. Don't judge people because this is how most people are going to start. But yeah, we had the first 3 months and averaged out how much should we sell in a month. And based on that, we purchased our inventory. Hold on, bear with me. Some more water coming out. I know this is not very professional, but it's me and it's going to go and going to be way better each time. So bear with me. Now, as I was saying, inventory, we budgeted for 3 months when in fact we shouldn't have. We should have took at least 1 year of data of the product, analyze it, and then average out the sum of 12 months. And how did that affected you or affected us in this case, this scenario? We didn't have the whole picture. We had for 3 months picture, which was great, but didn't have for the whole year. So we didn't account it for Q4, for example, which I know you were saying now, Naomi, like, how couldn't you, like, what's wrong with you? Like, you know so little. Yes, I did know so little. I was a beginner. No one talked me about the courses that I took, all the information, the YouTube videos. No one taught me about this tip. So this is why I'm going to share with you everything that we've been through personally that we learned from. So yes, inventory forecasting, really, really important. Now, here are some caveats for you, I would say. If you have less than 1 year data, I would suggest, yes, to make an average of the data that you have, but also to look similar products. For example, if it's, I don't know, it would take some time to give you now a better idea, but think of if you have data for 3 months for a product, take a different product that is very similar to it. And if it has a longer like time data, you just take that and just like assimilate it. Like that would be also considered similar to your product. So you can also take that product as a starting point, I would say. Okay, and one more caveat here, if you bring an innovation to the market. Now, innovations are great. Only thing with innovations is that you don't have data for them. And sometimes what can happen is at the Amazon platform might not be the right platform for your innovation. So I highly, highly recommend if it's something that Amazon doesn't has, make very, very, very good thorough keyword research, because that's going to help you tremendously. Third point, it's going to be cash flow forecast. Now, cash flow forecast is something that we are still dealing with. I know 1 year in and by now you should have known better, but the truth is most people also don't know about it, or most people are not sharing, or most people are embarrassed to say that, hey, I don't even know how to do those stuff as well. So this is why I'm going to be upfront and I'm going to say, hey, cash flow forecasting is a really big deal, because if you don't know how much money you're going to bring on the table, you don't know how much money you can take out, right? And also you don't know when you will be profitable, which is like you're starting a business. I was saying at the beginning, yeah, you should have that money way well to just forget about it and that was it, you know. Still, if you can do things good, I would suggest them to do them great, right? So cash flow forecast here, my suggestion would be Amazon account level reserve balance. Now, this is something that troubled us for a long time, because when you start out first on Amazon and all the courses and everything, it's like no one is going to talk about like hey, when you're starting out, Amazon doesn't know you as a seller. So you would have to prepare as a, like, until you get your green card, like acceptance from official acceptance from Amazon that, yeah, you're good to go. And we're going to actually give you the money that you deserve for selling on our platform. You would have this limit. And for 2 weeks, at least, we had the limit on. It's called, it's necessarily a new. So imagine, like, you have your sales, and afterwards you have also a balance that Amazon keeps for you. That money is still yours. Amazon still owns you that money. So it's you're still going to receive it, but you're not going to receive it until Amazon makes sure that all the products you're selling are legit products, are good products. You're not selling, like, I don't know, damaged goods to product. You're selling all the best things to product to your clients, or Amazon's clients in this case. And this just only like an assurance, like, let's say, an escrow for them, somehow like that. This is the way how I see it. So be aware of that, because that's also money that you maybe accounted for that you're not going to see at least for 2-3 weeks. In case that you are going to sell FBM. Now, this is something that we learned the hard way. We started selling, right, FBA. Everything was going well. But afterwards, we started selling FBM. We had to sell FBM as well because we went out of stock. And to not stay out of stock for a long time, we decided to go and sell FBM. And there, what I noticed, also, in this scenario, Amazon sees you as someone new or something new, and you won't receive the money that you want to receive your oh my god, I'm not finding the words, bear with me please. So you're not going to receive the money Amazon owes you for your sales, which is the same thing that it happened the first time when you started selling FBA. Yeah, this is something that also we didn't talk about it, and no one talked about it, and everyone assumes that you know those stuff when you don't. So it's so very important to take care about. First off, when you're starting FBA, you're going to have that account limit balance that's going to be on your account for at least 2-3 weeks. And second, if you're going to do FBM, you're also going to run into the same problem. Fourth thing that I wish I knew before starting on Amazon is the cost of getting out of stock. Now, this is something. It depends very much on your strategy. It depends very much on if you have like an influencer like base following, and they already like helping you, or if your brand is known. It depends very much on the stage you are. I assume in this case that you don't have that. So I assume that if you're going to get out of stock, you're going to get out of stock, and then when you're going to come back, you're going to do an aggressive PPC relaunch. In this case, I would call it, of the product. In that scenario, what I would suggest, if depending on the time frame you are out of stock, now this is super important. If it's only for a few days, let's say 2-3 days, it won't affect that much the ranking, right? But if it's for 2-3 weeks, what I would say, let's calculate the cost of you getting out of stock as a second launch. Meaning, if you, when launched, you allocated $2,000 budget for it, put aside $2,000, or take out, see, the emergency fund, now it makes sense. Take out from your emergency fund that $2,000 and allocate it towards marketing. That way you can stay still, like, you can stay strong and you can keep on going and selling. Something notable to mention here, if you see that you will get out of stock, right? And this is something new, by the way, because the Amazon algorithm is changing day by day. If you see that you're getting out of stock, what I suggest doing is make it as possible to get out of stock as soon as possible. Use coupons, use maybe price reduction, use something. I would suggest rather coupons than price reduction, but make something to, and also like aggressive PPC, make something that is going to bump up your rank as high as possible. So in this case, as low as possible, like lowest as the number one rank as possible, because that way, when you're going to come back in stock, Amazon is going to see the data that, hey, this product sold really well beforehand. So this product should be like pushed up front and like re-ranked again as beforehand, you know? So that would be super, super important for you in case that you're going to run out of stuff. All right, the fifth one and the last one. And this is going to be like a straight 50-minute presentation, podcast. All right, so inventory limits. Inventory limits are super important because of COVID last year happened. Something that you couldn't count for was inventory limits. And each new account had a 200 units as FBA inventory limit. Now, what I would suggest there, what we also did is we had the FBA offer. Like we had one ASIN. Imagine this, like one ASIN with an FBA offer. And afterwards, on that same ASIN, we created a different SKU of FBM offer. And that way, we could like stay on top of the game because the FBA offered, like, for example, if you had 200 units and afterwards you sent in 200 units and couldn't send in more, afterwards it will still take time until you can send to Amazon, like into FBA, another batch of units. But that time you can be covered by doing FBM, by selling through FBM, which actually was a great, great advice. I think Gabe Cosillo and Carlos was mentioning this. This is something that we also, it happened in our case, and now I know how important it was that we knew about this. So that's something definitely that I recommend doing. Yeah, so this would be the five things that I wish I knew before selling on Amazon. Just to summarize them very fast, it would be budget management, have the first, that's the most important thing, budget management. The second one is inventory forecasting. The third one is cash flow forecasting. And the fourth one, the cost of getting out of stock. Fifth one, inventory limits. These would be my tips, my advices for you. As I was saying, these are not legal, these are not tax advice, but these are things that I truly wish I knew because it would help me tremendously to make better decisions and to actually make more profit. Because at the end, it's like selling on Amazon is also about profit, or hopefully it's also about a profit. I don't know what type of business you want to run, but that's the most definitely an important part. Okay, enough rambling for today. This will be the last recording, so I'm not going to record anymore. Thank you so, so much for listening to this podcast. And something super important, I feel we're not mentioning this enough, neither me and Carlos, but if you have questions, please reach out because we would love to hear from you to know exactly what you want us to talk about or things that you are interested about. As well, the second thing super important, we're super curious to know the level of sellers that are listening to the podcast. The reason why is because that way we can really tailor the best type of content for you. If there are more beginner level sellers, I myself and Carlos were, and also our guests that we are bringing on, are going to tap way more on that topic. If they are like advanced sellers, we are going to make sure that the tactics and strategies that we are bringing are going to be towards that direction. So these two things tell us what topic do you want us to talk about, and the second one tell us which level of seller you are and when you are on your Amazon journey. Nonetheless, you can also reach out on our very, very active Telegram group chat, which is amazongroupchat.com. And there you will be welcomed either by me, either Carlos, or other amazing admins that we have. And you can share your story in a few words about you, who you are, and how did you found us. And we would be more than happy to accept you in our awesome wizard family. Okay, enough rambling. Much, much love. Thank you so, so much for your patience, for your time, and for, yeah, being here. It's awesome to talk to you. Okay, we'll be back next week on Wednesday. I'll be back. See you. Much love.
It was fun sharing this episode with you. If you found value in what you've heard, please show your love with a subscribe, rate, and a review of the show. Until next time.